Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about pain is mandatory, suffering is your choice. All pain is temporary. In Bremen we said that we have to risk something to win. This means we choose the pain to win. If you don't do so, you never can win in your life. You have to risk something. And what you risk is comfort. When you go all that, you accept the pain easily because this is a price to go forward. And this I have seen on tracks, even so last time on the college track and so on. We just, the older generation just go forward. It's painful, who cares? No? Larry Williams, one of the greatest stock market traders of all time, is a clinical psychologist. And he made a survive that the most successful people overcome their losses at fastest. The losers can't overcome their losses, the losses, and stick with their mind to their losses and suffering for years. Larry Williams made out of $10,000 within 1 year, 1 million. And on the first trading day, he lost $9,000. Similar did his 14 years old daughter. Okay. Do you think that you would not suffer if you will lose $9,000 on the first day? So he was beyond of all traders. No? Suffering is not to let go of the pain and to stick to the pain and traumas. It's not to let go. No? I don't want to tell you my life story. My childhood was hell and with physical and verbal abuse every day many times. When I passed by near this experience and came back, I decided that my life should be the sum of my happiness. I started with self-experience group and then encounter groups, bionetics, 14 days primary intensive groups, then tantra combined them with meditation. The other way is to look for more comfort in our suffering with a better car, higher position, prestige, more money, instead to delete, distinguish their suffering or to leave their prison of suffering. The formula is to let go. Things is over. And you have to go deep in your traumas. What is the prison of suffering? Living in fear? What's the people gonna think about me? Living someone else's dreams or outdated dreams? In relationships that don't work anymore, working in jobs that are frustrating, worries, then for sure addiction, anger, depression, holding on our failures, mistakes, we all know them. We all know them and we all do them. What we can't or don't like to see keeps us in our suffering. Without therapy, most people can't live a happy life with meaningful relationships or even better, a higher spiritual life. The formula to persuade our dreams and desires without deleting the past will end in self-sabotage. First, we have to find peace, self-love, bliss. Second, to believe in something bigger than you. This means faith in the Lord and having a personal relationship with the Lord. I don't care for which religion. I'm a Sufi. Third, finding your current dream and not an outdated dream that we pursue. That what are you passionate about, your purpose, your calling, and your heart telling you what is meaningful? Total freedom is a total commitment that gives you total freedom. When our life has 100 different rooms in a mansion, most people spend their life only in one room. afraid to try out something different. Remember? Even if you change the color of the bed, it remains only one room and the other rooms you skip. Most people don't explore life because it's too risky. You have the key to go out and experience something new. Oh. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.